What you are about to witness this afternoon is a glimpse into the future destruction of the Earth's religions, which includes the methodical killing of their devotees, otherwise known as church people, by God, to prepare the way for the only true religion, which is the rule of Christ on earth during the millennium, the fabled 1,000 years of peace. Revelation 9:13 through 21. And the six messenger trumpets, and I hear one voice out of the horns of the golden altar, which is in God's sight, saying to the sixth messenger who has the trumpet, loose the four messengers who have been bound at the great Euphrates River. And the four messengers were loosed, who have been made ready for the hour and the day and the month and the year, that they may be killing a third of mankind. And the number of the troops of cavalry was 200 million. I hear their number. There are four great religions in the world, and only four. All the rest are offshoots. Buddhism, East Asia, Hinduism, India, Islam, Middle East, Christianity, Europe, and the Americas. There are four religions. For each of these religions, there is a messenger of destruction prepared to destroy it. Four religions, four spiritual beings, four messengers bound at the river Euphrates as we speak. Spirit beings. There are four spirit beings of destruction as I speak who are bound near the river Euphrates in Iraq. This might be the submerged chaos. They're underground. It might be Tartarus, where we know there are spirit beings who were disobedient in the days of Noah, the spirit beings who compelled the earth to sin, who were responsible for the wholesale iniquity of that era, who are now bound and at the in the what Peter calls gloomy caverns of Tartarus. There are four spirit beings now bound at the Euphrates River, which you can find on a map, which is in Iraq near Babylon. Each one of these has been assigned to destroy one of the four religions. There's a messenger prepared to destroy Buddhism. There's a messenger prepared to destroy Hinduism. There's a messenger prepared to destroy Islam. And there is a messenger prepared to destroy Christianity. And when I talk about destroying religions, you can't speak of that without speaking of the people. Religions are made of people. And it says here that they'll be killing a third of mankind. A third of mankind is going to die by this means. Page 290 in A.E. Knox, The Unveiling of Jesus Christ, written in 1930. There are only four great religions in the world: Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, and Christianity. For each, there is a messenger of destruction being prepared. The doom of each has been decreed and only awaits the destined moment. The sixth messenger, which is a spirit being in heaven, as opposed to the four messengers who are now bound in the submerged chaos or Tartarus near the river Euphrates as we speak. The sixth messenger will loose the four messengers, and they will rid the earth of all its Christless Christianity and godless religions. What I'm about to tell you is going to sound like science fiction. The reason is that we cannot imagine anything like this could happen. Why? Same reason that the scoffers arose that Peter spoke of in 2 Peter 3. Because they assume that things have gone the way they've always gone. Well, in Egypt, things had gone the way they'd always gone until one day Moses showed up and the rivers turned to blood. Have you ever seen a river turn to blood? No. But the day came when that happened. A. Enoch again. Before this time, the members of the body of Christ will have been received up into glory. But listen to this next statement. I've been teaching this for 5 years now, and when I read this from A. Enoch, a scholar, a man I respect greatly, it confirmed this. This is startling. I want to read this thing in context. Before this time, when these messengers are loosed to destroy the religions, the members of the body of Christ will have been received up into glory. But that event will by no means be the end of Christendom. Do you hear what he's saying? The snatching away of the body of Christ will by no means be the end of Christendom. The Christian religion and all its followers are going to remain on earth after the body of Christ is snatched away. And I've said this for years. Christians are not in the body of Christ. I'm going to talk a little bit about that this evening. Perhaps its devotees of that day will feel relieved that so many of the uninfluential and troublesome adherents of the church have disappeared, for they were a constant hindrance to progress. Christianity, this is stunning, listen to this. Christianity has its messenger waiting to unleash his horrid hosts upon the heads of the apostate church. This involves people. And I'm going to show you those horrid hosts later in Revelation chapter 19. It is not at all unlikely that the fury of this infliction will be felt especially by all those who are associated with the religions of the world. That's why I say we're not talking about organizations. We are, but we're also talking about people, because organizations are made up of people. From the popes, bishops, and priests down to the beggars who ask for alms in the name of their gods. Since one-third of mankind are killed, the judgment must needs reach those who are the greatest sinners against the golden altar. At the beginning of this passage, and I heard the voice in the sixth messenger standing by the golden altar. When you read the word altar in Revelation 19, it says we're speaking about a spirit, we're speaking about worship, we're speaking about the religious aspect. There are more than 1 billion inhabitants on earth today. This was written in 1930. Today there are 8 billion people on the planet. The severe inflictions which have preceded this, there are other judgments that have come before the sixth messenger releases these four messengers at the Euphrates River, has probably taken toll on nearly half, leaving 600 million still alive. Multiply that by 8. 480 million people still alive after the early judgments of the bowls and the thunders. The number of troops of cavalry is 200 million, just one-third. Hence, it seems that every horseman will find his victim. Wait till I tell you what these horsemen are. I used to think that 200 million was the Chinese army. I always heard this. 200 cavalry was the Chinese, the great horde of Chinese soldiers. It's not. If only, okay, if only it was the Chinese. Hence, it seems that every horseman will find his victim. Could the armies of any country kill so effectively today, the world would soon become an unpeopled waste. I will tell you how the devotees of the four religions are killed. But first, how bad is religion? In Daniel chapter 7, he perceived four winds coming out of the sea. Winds in the scripture portend spirits. Wind is a figure for spirit. These four winds were four, quote, monstrous animals, unquote. Daniel saw four beasts that appeared as four winds coming out of the sea, and they appeared to him as a lioness, a she-bear, a leopardess, and an indistinct monster, a monstrous. They were all female. Without going into the details now, that would take a whole another talk, but these four beasts are not four political blocks. They're not four countries. They are four religions. And Daniel saw these beasts. He said the eastern beast was a lioness. The religions going from east to west correspond perfectly with a description of each individual beast in Daniel chapter 7. And without going into the details, because I don't have time, the lioness is Buddhism. The she-bear is Hinduism. The leopardess, which has four wings, it's very swift, it has four heads, four authorities were given to it. Islam has four main heads of its religion. Again, no time to go into details. The leopardess is Islam, and the monstrous, the westernmost religion, is Christianity. And again, these are four religions, and not coincidentally, there are four messengers of destruction being prepared for the day, the hour, the month, and the year that they're going to be unleashed to cleanse the world of the religion. The stone that's thrown out of heaven is going to destroy the political realm. It's going to take whatever throne is existent in this world and demolish it. And for the religion must be cleared. God has to clear the table. The analogy I gave you of the bowling alley, when the arm comes and wipes the pins out, or a pool table, you clear the table. God is just going to take the religions, and he's going to sit here, and he's just going to sweep the whole thing off, and this earth is going to look like a war zone. This earth is going to look like a nuclear detonation. This earth is going to totter. It's going to reel. It's going to be burned. We saw a fire. We saw what happens in Colorado Springs when a fire burns. It leaves an unpeopled waste, and that's what this earth is going to look like, and the religions have to go. In the book of Daniel, I should say A.E. Knox book, Concordance Studies in the Book of Daniel. I want to read you from page 195. Many peoples of the earth live in continual fear of the demons that haunt their existence and make their lives a series of propitiations to the evil genii which seek to harm them. Christendom, however, is so deceived that it is blind to the powers that impel it. Like Eve in the garden, they are pleased with the prospect of becoming as gods and accept the leadership of the Spirit which promises to make man divine. It should make us dreadfully afraid. Listen to this. It should make us dreadfully afraid to learn that the leading religions of the world are satanic in their origin and end. The leading religions of the world, Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, and Christianity, are satanic in their origin. They're impelled by spirit beings. The goal of spirits, of the malevolent spirits of darkness, is to turn the world from God and to usurp the place that Christ will have when he comes in his kingdom. They do that by taking the image of Christ, the image that Clyde was just, and making a negative image. They reverse it. They take what God is. Religions do this. The world doesn't do it because the world doesn't talk about God. And they make a negative image of what God is and what Christ is. And they get people thinking they're worshiping God, but they're really worshiping themselves. Those who know how the great religions of the world, firsthand and realize how sorely they misrepresent God and alienate mankind from his heart. Listen, they misrepresent God and alienate mankind from God's heart. May rest assured that God, who traced their history for us in his word, is not merely allowing them to continue their evil career, but needs them in his great plan. As terrible as the four religions are, as much as they've turned the world from God, especially Christianity, they're a part of God's great plan. Apart from him, they are ferocious, fearful, destructive, and devastating. In his hands, they will work the wheel of man and win him for the worship of God. How does this happen? Let's look at this marvelous vision from all angles. Basically, it is God's revelation of that part of his plan which humbles man so that he will be kept low by remembrance of his enslavement to evil spirit powers which led him away from God. Humanity is in enslavement today to the evil spirits which impel these religions, and people line up to join them. Here's these four religions. Which category do you want to be in? You want to be in Islam, or you want to be a Christian? Door number one, door number two, door number three, or door number four. Either one leads to enslavement to spirit beings who are keeping you from the knowledge of God and Christ. However, this is a necessary prerequisite to enjoy the freedom that will come when the table is cleared and God destroys these religions and the Spirit of God comes. Each one of us can detail probably some bondage to organized religion, whether you're a Baptist, Worldwide Church of God, Catholic, whatever. This is the necessary prerequisite to enjoying your freedom. Now, let's give that boon to the rest of the world. That's what A.E. Knox is saying here, that people are going to remember their enslavement to these demons under the guise of these marvelous religions. Man is banished from God in order to be brought back like the prodigal after having experienced what it means to live without him. Immediately, it is the effort of the alienated spirit world to turn man's worship away from God to Satan. There is a part of the spirit world that is alienated. They're pissed off, they've been banished, and they're angry, and they want to turn the world from God. And so it is these spirits, these alienated, disenfranchised spirits in in the celestial realm those are perhaps the ones that Daniel saw coming out of the sea. The sea speaks of humanity, one as this religion, one as that religion. All religion is impelled and empowered and energized by evil spirit beings. The purpose is to turn the world from God. Nothing turns the world from God faster than religion. You know, pornography doesn't turn people from God. Alcohol doesn't turn people from God. People enmeshed in those turn to God. It's religion that turns people from God. And Satan knows that. And so these spirit beings organize man into great religious bodies, which become powerful and seem to succeed in driving God out of the earth and almost succeed in wiping his saints from its surface. God is creating an incredible drama where religion seems to win. And it seems to us, a few little people here in this room, that the world has gone mad. The world has either gone mad in the world or the world has gone mad in religion. And most of the people we know are ensnared in religions and they don't realize it. And they think they're worshiping God, but they're worshiping demons. The earth is infected with demon worship. This is worse than in the days of Noah. People there sinned, those are nickel and dime sins. The sin of Sodom and Gomorrah, nickel and dime sins when it comes to worshiping demons under the guise of God. This is a false image, and that was an abomination to God. And every religion on earth is a false religion. But these spirit beings organize humanity into great religious bodies, which become powerful and almost succeed in wiping his saints from the surface. These views are true. Man's views of these great religions are false. There's a big difference between what you see on the surface of the religion than what's going on behind it. Jesus gave us this principle with the tombs that are whitewashed on the outside and inside they contain dead man's bones. We're looking at God's assessment of these religions. And outside they're beautiful, and the steeples and the domes and the reflection and the music and everything is beautiful. And this is a false presentation. This is satanic deception. This is a systematizing of the deception that Paul speaks of in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Satan systematizes this so that it's appealing, so that the mass of humanity will be caught in this trap. Man looks upon them as a means by which men may worship God and organize efforts to glorify him in the earth. This is the human viewpoint. This is an organized effort to glorify God. Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, Christianity. Christless Christianity, which believers must associate with his revelation in a special way, for it is supposed to be based on the Bible. Christianity is the most deceptive of the religions because it's supposed to be based on the Bible. Is the most self-righteous of them all. And when you're going to find out that Christianity is the first religion destroyed, the others are allowed to remain. Christianity is the first religion destroyed because it's the worst, because it's close to the truth, because it's so deceptive. It is the most self-righteous of them all, as well as the most guilty, since it has the outward shell of the truth and a form of godliness based on God's word, nevertheless lacks life, lacks power, and is not only ungodly, but inhuman and sub-beastly beyond the others. This is A. Enoch calling Christianity inhuman and sub-beastly beyond all the other religions. Buddhism is a peaceful religion. The monks won't even step on bugs. Some of the Buddhist monks will take a broom and sweep ahead of them lest they destroy life. Christianity doesn't have any qualms like that at all. In fact, it is out of Christendom that the large horn arises, the Antichrist. The large horn, the Antichrist, is coming out of Christianity. It speaks monstrous things to set aside the supreme. Christendom supplies the 10 horns. The 10 leading powers at the end of the eon will come out of Western Christianity. And the Antichrist will come out of Western Christianity. It will be a religious move. Because this is Satan's last attempt to save the worship of Satan. It stamps upon the remainder, the spirit that actuates organized, politically minded, nominal Christianity. A. Enoch is writing this in 1930. The spirit that actuates organized, politically minded, nominal Christianity, which tries to dominate the governments where it prevails and seeks to do that which Christ alone can accomplish when he comes, this spirit it is that will prepare the Western world for the open repudiation of the deity. The revival of Jewish nationalism and the decadence of vital faith in Christendom are clear indication that this vision has nearly found its final fulfillment. The spirit world has almost succeeded in substituting the worship of man and Satan for the worship of God. And the six messenger trumpets, and I hear one voice in the horns of the golden altar, loose the four messengers which have been bound at the great river Euphrates. And the four messengers were loosed who have been made ready in the hour and the day and the month. Thus, what I just read to you, the sixth messenger is making an announcement to loose the four. This is happening in heaven. You can read this in Revelation 19. We're giving a glimpse in Revelation into the invisible spirit world. And we're seeing a sixth spirit being, a messenger, stepping forth. And it's now time to loose the four messengers of destruction that have been bound at the river Euphrates. Thus is the stage set for the investigation of human religions. I'm reading now from Concordant Studies in the Book of Daniel by A. Enoch. Which one can stand this test? Even the acts of the saints will be tried by fire, and they will suffer loss, though not one will be lost. Our works seldom come up to the requirements of God's throne. Yet in his humble way, each one of us seeks to honor and glorify the God of his salvation. These religions, on the contrary, were the spawn of spirits opposed to the worship of God. They are the organizations of Satan. Religions are the organization of Satan, I can't say this strongly enough, and will head up in the worship of the lawless one who will seek to usurp the place of the deity. Earth must be cleansed, like in the days of Noah. Earth must be cleansed of their presence before the knowledge of God can bless humanity in the kingdom. Earth must be cleansed before humanity can be blessed. Here we have human religion in its final form and ripest stage. It may look harmless enough from our standpoint, especially the falsified religion of Christendom. But in essence, it deposes God and deifies man. Human free will deposes God and deifies man. It makes man the arbiter of his own salvation. Let us not be deceived by its outward forms or spiritual pretensions. Here's the test. The test is man in any measure given the place that belongs to God? These people in the religions would shudder at the thought of worshiping the wild beast. Yet they virtually do this now in minute measure by the place they give man in their theology. Christianity gives man the greatest place in its theology. It makes man the decider of his own destiny. It is much easier to judge the religion around us in light of its development and adjudication by God than to form a true estimate of its character under present conditions. You hear what A. Enoch is saying here? We need to judge the religions that exist today by in the light of what God's going to do to them. And I'm going to show you that momentarily. What God is going to do, when you see how God judges them and hates them and destroys them and needs to clear the table of them in the most dramatic way possible, that should tell you, that should give you an estimation of how to look at them now. You see, but we're duped now. We're duped because of the music. We're duped because, oh, they're doing good things for humanity. Well, our church reaches out to the poor. Our church does this. Which church? The Christian church. Oh, the one that God's going to destroy with one of the messengers that's found at the river Euphrates. What A. Enoch is saying here, in order to rightly form a sane, sober judgment of these religions today, we need to look at how they're going to be destroyed. And once we see what God's opinion of them is, now we come back and we see them in their present beautiful form and we know, no, I don't trust that because I know how it ends. I know what God's opinion of it is. But you're looking at the satanic manifestation of it. You're looking at the beauty and you're going to be deceived every time you do that. Quiet, I'm not finished. After our rapture to the Lord in the air, apostate Christendom will engulf all the earth. But it will be abrogated at the advent of our Lord on the Mount of Olives. As Nebuchadnezzar learned by bitter experience, mankind is ruled from above. Man is brought to destruction by the invading spirits of evil, and he is saved by the sovereign spirit of God. We're just pawns. Everything is spiritual warfare. That's what I want you to see. Everything is spiritual warfare. The spirits that bring people to church, that's spiritual warfare. But also, it's the spirit of God. You see, people are pawns. They're dupes. They're moved by spirits that impel them, whether good or evil. The spirits now are evil. This is preparing them at last for the good spirits, the spirits of God and Jesus Christ when he returns. Thus we see what God thinks of the religions of this world. That's my point. And we are apprised of his purpose in regard to them as well as to their doom. They are voracious, predatory, ferocious organizations vitalized by evil spirits, bent on the deification of man and the setting aside of the supreme. The God's eye view is the direct opposite of the aspect that these religions present to man. The God's eye view. So thoroughly deceptive is their outward appearance and their apparent zeal for the deity or the good of mankind. I'm moving on. I'm going to read you the rest of Revelation 19. The cavalry. I'm going over. I appreciate your patience. This is important. And thus I perceived the horses in the amethystine and sulphurous cuirasses. This is the 200 million cavalry. And the heads of the horses are as heads of lions, and out of their mouths are issuing fire and fumes and sulphur. By these three calamities, the third of mankind were killed by the fire and the fumes and the sulfur which is issuing out of their mouths. For the license of the horses is in their mouths and in their tails, for their tails are like serpents having heads, and with them they are injuring. And the rest of mankind who were not killed in these calamities repent not of the acts of their hands, and they will not be worshiping demons and idols of gold and silver and copper and stone and wood, which are not able to be observing, nor to be hearing, nor to be walking, and they repent not of their murder, nor of their enchantments, nor of their prostitutions, nor of their thefts. Here's the scariest words I read in this entire book on the unveiling. Are you ready for this? The horses are real and the riders are real. These 200 million cavalry are supernatural beings, supernatural horses with supernatural horsemen on them who are now stored in the submerged chaos. If you ever see the movie War of the Worlds, how did the aliens take over? They planted themselves in the ground, you remember, and they like incubated in the ground until the day and the hour of the year that they were to rise up and take over the world. They are now in the ground. 200 million supernatural horsemen and beings. When I read this, I just blew my mind. The horses are real. The riders are real. This is not science fiction, even though it sounds like it. These are not real horses as we know them. These are supernatural horses. These are supernatural vehicles. These are supernatural tails that actually breathe sulfurous gas, and they go around and kill one-third of mankind. 200 million of these things. I told you before of the locusts that come out of the submerged chaos earlier in the book of Revelation for 5 months. These supernatural locusts that have the faces of women and the faces of humans and the hair of women. These are supernatural creatures that nobody's ever seen before. They're going to come at you like a plague, and they're going to sting you for 5 months. These supernatural beings, these supernatural army is the same thing. This is a supernatural army that I've never seen that. That sounds fantastic. That's right. You have never seen it because we have never been in an era like this before. I've never seen a river of blood. I've never seen a guy put his hand up and hold the sun up. I've never seen people walk across the Dead Sea dry or the Red Sea dry. I've never seen it before. I've never heard of 200 million weird supernatural horsemen on horses that go around breathing sulfurous fumes out of their mouths to kill a third of mankind. But it is going to happen, and they are going to kill people. They're going to kill religious people because the sixth messenger dispatches the four messengers who dispatch the 200 million horsemen and send them out, these supernatural things. They might sound like this when they're coming at you. I don't know what they're going to sound like, but they breathe sulfurous gas. And they kill by asphyxiation. And as bad as that sound, how does that rank with the asphyxiation of Christianity. Christianity has asphyxiated millions of billions of people over the years with lies and deceptions about God. And so they're going to get it turned on their heads. They are going to be asphyxiated. They're going to die by asphyxiation, just as they have asphyxiated billions of people and turned them from God, so they will be asphyxiated by this noxious fumes that come from the submerged chaos that is actually sulfur. It lists what's going to kill them. Sulfur is going to kill them. What is so startling about the book of Revelation is when you learn to take it literally. It will amaze you when you learn about figures of speech and to take these things literally. I took a little extra time, but and again, this is a lifeboat, not this book, but Paul's evangel. This is going to save people from that. It really is. Paul's evangel is the ark. This is the lifeboat that's going to deliver people from this nightmare that is coming on this earth. And I know it sounds nuts, but when it happens, and we're going to be watching it from above, it's never happened before. That's right, but it's going to. Thank you. Mm-hmm.